I'm Sandra Martin. I attend the GCI Seaford Congregation in Melbourne, Victoria, in Australia. So I was only 18, following my parents, because I was brought up to do as you're told. And so it was easy for me. I just went along, well, tell me what to do and I'll do it. And I was happy to do that. But over the years, it got harder and harder with the rules, because I could see my life wasn't changing and things were getting worse. My marriage was breaking up and God wasn't real. I was never fearful of him. Yes, I realised all the rules and I'd spend an hour in prayer and an hour in study and an hour in meditation and wrote lists of what I should pray for. And there was no challenge. Things just got worse. It's been constant revealing, and it started in the head. I'm thinking, okay, oh yes, that sounds good. But it took a while to go down into the heart. And the last few years, I've felt a deeper awareness of God's presence in my life. So just knowing, I went through a nasty time recently, just knowing he was holding us. And I'm just saying, Papa, just hold me tight. You know, you'll get me through this. So it's become very real to me. And recently I'm thinking, there's something deeper about God I want to find out. There's so much more to him. Even at my age, I still want to be that disciple. And I live in a village here, and we've got 400 homes, and I'm very aware I need to get out there more, and just God can use it. I'm not aware of what's going on always, but it's hard to go into something new. Just know that you're never on your own, that the Holy Spirit's at work. And my daughter's just come back into my life after being estranged, and it's amazing just seeing the Spirit at work. And she keeps talking about unconditional love, and God has ways and means. So it's very exciting to see the Spirit at work, and I want to be available to participate wherever it is he's working, where he wants me to be. When I did come back to church, I learned about this loving God, and he was always with us. That he wanted us born. He was right there even before conception, and that made it very personal. Of course, now I realise that Jesus is right there in our mess. I mean, he showed us that when he was here on earth. That really thrilled me to know he was right there when my husband and I were struggling, and he knew where we were, and he's looked after all the whole situation and provided for us both and as we separated. And it's very powerful. And you see God at work like that in you, and he never lets you go. But it takes a long time for us to grasp that we're really not alone. When I first started coming, my husband had dementia, and they were always very supportive, and they even stopped the sermon to help me out when he had a seizure. And we get together quite a few times and enjoy each other's company. It's like a family to me. I do worship leading once a month, and I help out on the computer. The areas that I find a gift in is I can encourage people, but I love getting people together. So I've started a small group here, just a fellowship group, because I've never done that before. I've been a part of small groups. And I go to a group here in the village, a couple of groups. So I just think that you're just kind and caring to people. And some people, you begin to realise they're pushed aside because they're just not quite normal, whatever normal is. So I make sure I go up and speak to them or anyone sitting on their own. So I love people, and I always have had people getting together and having in my home and that. So, and I love being a part of the congregation and serving where I can, just keeping us together sort of thing. So that's where I see the strongest.